The 90-degree temperatures this week might not exactly have suggested the coming arrival of fall, but here's something that always does. The new edition of Old Farmer's Almanac is here, and Senior Associate Editor Sarah Perrault is here in the studio with me with a preview of the new edition. Sarah, welcome back to All Things Considered.
Thank you for having me.
We're talking in the midst of sort of a late season heat spell, but what are we looking at this winter?
In the winter, we're suggesting that you unpack your sweaters and your shovels early and keep them out all season, because we're going to have above average snow. And in northern New England, it's going to be a bit above normal for temperatures, which certainly doesn't mean warm, just means a little bit above what you're used to. But in southern New England, it's going to be very cold.
Now, what goes into that when you're putting that famous forecast together, looking at what's in store for us this winter? What all goes into that, or at least that you can tell us?
Right. I can't tell you the exact formula. It would put us out of business. So I can tell you it's based on solar science, meteorology, and climatology. And we're basically using the same formula that our founder started in 1792.
And it's hung on all this time.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Another thing that I always like to see in the almanac each year is what we might see in the night sky in the coming years, whether it's comets, eclipses, constellations, what have you. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty busy year there, too.
Yeah, the big news this year is the comet Ison, which is going to be visible to everybody in the early morning hours in November, the beginning of November. And what it does from there, we're not sure. From December through 2014, comets are like cats. They both have tails and they do precisely what they want. So everybody can see it in November. It's supposed to be very dazzling, a spectacular display. And then it could be the greatest comet you've ever seen in this lifetime. Maybe.
Maybe.
Right.
That's always the trick, because you hear that when comets show up. This could be the best
could
one.
Could be. It could be.
When you say early morning hours, how early is it early?
Probably get up around 2 or 3.
Set your alarms then.
Yeah.
The almanac has tips that are old-fashioned. That's nothing new. But I do notice a number of very techie items in there this year. There are forks that measure how quickly you eat and can warn you to slow down, all the way to hover bikes. How do you decide whether something that might be considered high-tech is the right fit or not for the Old Farmer's Almanac?
The beginning pages of the almanac are always based on coming trends for the next year. So we actually have a woman who compiles for an entire year. She compiles all the strange and wacky stuff that she can find, such as forks that vibrate when you're eating too much or to tell you to eat slower. There's also watches that wake you up before you can get into deep sleep, which is terrible for your health, but for some reason they're making those. But she gathers this information, the stranger the better, and we love to put it in the front of the book because it just kind of goes along with how weird and quirky some of our information is.
Speaking of weird and quirky, here's one that caught my eye. What your fingernails say about you? What do my fingernails say about me?
Well, if you have broad fingernails, it means you're timid. If you have narrow fingernails, it means you're ambitious. I could tell by your round fingernails that you're a lover of knowledge. But unfortunately, if you have small fingernails, it means you might be a bit quarrelsome.
Sarah Perrault of Old Farmer's Almanac, thanks so much for the update.
Oh, it's my pleasure.